The plane took off from Fulton County Airport en route to New Orleans, but it crashed on Thomas Road near I-285. That's just walking distance from Kevin Krapp's house. He saw the Raytheon 390 Premier One aircraft seconds before it crashed.
I was frightened. I was scared. I thought for sure that he had hit one of my neighbor's houses.
Joseph King was at home when he heard the plane.
I go in and get ready to start me something to eat, and it was like the plane was right on top of my house. I mean, it rattled the whole thing. And where it crashed, I could walk to it in 2 seconds.
Both men confirmed the wreckage burst into flames upon impact. Krapp says the plane could have hit some houses had it not been for quick actions by the pilot.
All I know is that once I saw where it landed, that pilot did a courageous and heroic thing to land it where he did. He had to have done it on purpose. The way he landed it.
The FAA says the plane was registered to a Metro Atlanta company. The National Transportation Safety Board is involved with the investigation. John Lawrence, WABE News.